Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, Stargazers, we still have the quadruplets of Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in our night skies. They can be found from west to southeast after sunset. The moon is waxing this week.
Some news, I understand, about a legislative push to look for alien worlds.
Indeed. The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine published a congressionally mandated report last week that NASA should lead a large direct imaging mission to study exoplanets. In an attempt to identify habitable planets and search for scientific evidence of life on these alien worlds.
And this isn't something they're already doing?
Well, SETI, or the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, does indeed use telescopes to search for signs of life in space, but mostly they listen for possible radio signals that are bouncing around the galaxy. This new mandate calls for NASA to study actual exoplanets.
What would NASA do that SETI isn't doing?
This report calls for NASA to build a large new telescope that is built with the sole purpose in mind of looking right at these exoplanets and studying their atmospheres and anything else they may be able to ascertain.
And would the TMT, if that thing ever gets built, be able to do something like that?
Well, it's not going to be as powerful as this brand new telescope that's proposed.
Oh.
But what's interesting is that this mandate calls for this new telescope, whatever it is, to work directly with the TMT and also the GMT, which is the Giant Magellan Telescope.
And if they don't ever build the TMT, would they have a backup one to have it link with?
I'm sure they'll probably work with someone else, probably the European Extremely Large Telescope.
Like a ground-based thing?
Actually, it's more than likely going to be a brand new space telescope. One thing about space telescopes, they are incredibly expensive. That's why we don't have many of them. So we're not entirely sure where the funding for this brand new telescope is going to come from just yet.
And basically, Christopher, can this sort of go the way of something like the Iran nuclear deal, for example, when another administration comes in, basically, if they don't like it or they don't like this plan, they could just gut it and the thing will just go away?
That is surely a possibility. When it comes to politics being involved with science, anything can happen.
It's Christopher Phillips and another enlightening Stargazer report. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.